Hello.
Good morning. This is a call from Mr. Campbell.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi there, Mr. Campbell. It's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal's investigations team. Are you free for
Yes,
5 minutes?
I am, yes.
Brilliant. Can I just take you through data protection quickly? Can I have the first line of your address, please?
All right, I think I changed it so it's 29 Russell Drive.
Got a different one on file.
Worker man view.
Yeah, that's the one. And can I have your email address, please?
It's BI11CAMPBE11@hotmail.com.
That's the one. And just your date of birth as well, please.
020574.
Brilliant, thank you for that. So the reason that I'm calling today is we've had some correspondence back from Western Barton Council in regards to your subject access request form, and they've come back and asked for the names and date of births of your parents and any
Yes.
siblings. Am I
Yes.
right to take that information from you? So I'll take
Yes.
your parents' date of birth first. We've got their names on file. I just need their date of birth.
Right. So my father, William Campbell.
Yeah.
01/12/1946. So
46.
1st of December 1946.
Yeah, got that. And your mother?
Doris Campbell. Oh, 18/8/46.
18/8/1946.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And have you got any siblings that
Yeah, just a
came?
sister.
Just a sister.
Yes.
Believe we have your sister's name on file. Oh no, I don't. Can I take your sister's name, please?
It's Jeanette Campbell, GEANETTE.
GEANETTE Campbell. And her date of birth, please.
14/03/1972.
1972. It's well remembered. I couldn't tell you I remember all the date of birth of my family. So yeah, got your father, mother, sister. Just double check the knots. Yeah, that should be everything we need. So what I'm gonna do
Right.
now, I'm gonna send off another. Well, I'm gonna email back the correspondence that we've had from Dumbartonshire, give them that further information, and then we'll update you as soon as we have those records back. All right, William.
Right, obviously my father and my mother passed away, so it's just my sister that's still alive at the moment.
Yeah, that's no problem. Well, it'll just be easy to access any records that were under your mother and father's name. Once we provide that information, any records that were under their name, then they'll be able to release to us.
Yeah. Now, I got a phone call from you. I don't know if it was Friday the 26th of June.
Friday the 26th.
Of June, yeah.
Yes. Did you speak to my colleague Leah, was it?
It could have been probably, yes. I'm sure I changed my address in that phone call.
Change your address. Let's have a look.
Yes, because I've changed address. So the address I just gave you there was my mother's address. She passed away last year, so I was living there for a while, and now I've got a different address. So can I update that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I will take the address down from you. We will need another document from yourself for proof of address as well, if that's
Right.
something you have already, just like a utility bill or something along them lines.
I might have something, I don't know at the moment, but I will just need to do it
Yeah, not a problem, obviously. Just whenever you have time or whenever you receive some sort of utility bill, it's just has to have your name dated within the last 3 months and obviously the address on there. Right, no problem. I'll take that new address from you.
It's 29 Russell Drive, RUSSELL.
Russell Drive, yeah.
That's Alexandria.
Yeah, Alexandria.
And it's Golf 830JH. So it's Golf 830 Juliet Hotel.
0JH. Brilliant. I'll add that to your file, and believe with the we've had your GP records back, and we've had records back from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. So it's just West Dunbartonshire, like we say. Once we have those records back, then we'll update you from there. All right.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything. I can't remember, but I don't know if my GP would know anything about this. I don't know.
Well, it's your GP records. Usually, they would hold all of your medical records from past registered GPs also. So
yeah, they've got my medical records. I know that, but again, I don't know if they're aware I was in there, and I wouldn't have told them anything about in there either.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
I don't. Well, as far as I'm aware, I don't think, but I don't know. It's that far out gone now. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's not an issue with the GP record. It's just to cross reference your medical record. So if there's any sort of medication that you're taking to do with your time in care or any sort of things like that, they'll be on your medical records. So it might not directly say on your medical records that you were in care or anything like that, but there will be things to link back to your time in care.
Well, as I say, I don't think I was on any medication or anything like that, because again, it was something you just didn't speak about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, okay. we'll let you know once we have those records back from West Dunbartonshire, and we can go through them. We'll take you through a chronology of care, just double check that all the information we have on our file is correct. And after that, we can get you booked in for a more formal witness statement. All right, William?
Yes, not a problem at all.
All right. So have you got any more questions for me today before we...
No, no, that's all. Thanks very much for the call.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Yeah. I appreciate your time. Like I say, we'll update you as soon as possible. All right.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
I'll let you go. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. See you now.
Bye-bye.